found everywhere you can listen to podcasts. It's Caffeinated and Confused with Hannah.
That's a very confusing time for any young lady.
Wow, I'm so caffeinated right now.
Yay.
I have to go to the gym after work, so that'll be good.
Great, fun. I feel like I had to be caffeinated.
I love it. Okay, well, welcome to the pod.
Yay, I'm excited.
I'm so excited that we made this work with your busy mom schedule. Why do you have to go to Chicago?
I'm going to go see a comedian named Tim Dillon.
Called.
He has a name. Tim Dillon.
And that's tomorrow night?
Yeah. So as soon as I am done here, I have a Zoom meeting, which I'm probably going to do from my car.
Might as well.
And Atlas doesn't have school. They got out early today. They have a dance tonight that I'm going to. I'm bringing Huggy with me.
Oh,
because
God.
I can't go by myself.
You could have asked me.
Do you want to go?
I feel like he might get kicked out. I have to go to the gym at 6:30.
Oh, well, yeah. It starts at 5.
Is he allowed in schools?
Oh, why wouldn't he be?
I don't know.
He's one of them.
He has some interesting stories. I don't know.
He's as tall as them.
Yeah, that's true.
Sorry if you're listening.
Sorry, Huggy.
We love you.
It's a Huggy hour bash sesh. No, I would never.
Never. So yeah, I have that Friday. And then Saturday, Aubrey and Johnny are coming up here.
Oh, yeah.
On Saturday, which will be fun.
Are we going out?
Yeah. Worked. They want to go back to Sardine Can.
That's the place to go.
So Aubrey needs to experience it.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of what other places we can have her experience. I did hear that C Street is like our spot. That's where we like to go. I heard that you did stop there with Luke.
Oh, yeah. With Luke. Yeah. I was there for like 2 minutes. I met one of the girls from Channel 5. We talked.
Caitlin?
Stephanie?
I was going to say, was she blonde?
No, she's brunette.
Oh, I know Caitlin. She actually is going to be on my podcast in like 3 weeks. I know Stephanie, I think. It's a small town.
Yeah, I'm learning that it's a small town and you're like the center of it.
I seriously, though. I don't want to be.
You are the gossip girl of Green Bay.
I don't want to be, though. I just know things. I just know too many people.
I witnessed firsthand somebody reporting to you.
What happened?
When we were at that mom date and somebody sent you a Snapchat.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
people
were
reporting to you being out. And I'm like, this is real life. Like, this is Hannah's life.
It is amazing. Well, so that was my book club. It was like a Snapchat to our book club Snapchat thing. And we have like 12 girls in it who know everyone in town. So then, and it's like, you know, we're always out doing stuff. So even a couple months ago, one of the girls from book club went on a date and didn't tell any of us. And she ended up going somewhere where someone else was. So then they're texting the group chat going, so-and-so's on a date. And we're like, what are they ordering? What are they talking about? So
no.
It's just like, you really, and I've been caught on, you know, many places I shouldn't be. So
have you ever crashed a date?
I have not.
Like you found out somebody was there and then.
I would love to do that though.
I feel like you would do that with Luke and I.
Oh, for sure. No, I would just come.
Yeah, please come. It's never happening.
Good old Luke. Aww. I love that that's his name now.
That's his name now. I'll never be able to call him. What's his real name?
Trey.
I keep forgetting.
Does he look? No, I feel like he's a Trey.
He looks like a Luke.
He does kind of look like a Luke too, though. But no, I've never crashed a date. I would love to, though. Like be like the friends who are sitting in the booth to the side and just watching it.
We should crash a Huggy date. I'd be interested to see how he
is. I would take notes because it would be like an actual science experiment. Like I would just have so many questions
for her
because it would probably be at a crab shack. That was where he kept trying to get me to go with him with some crab shack. But let's make that happen.
Okay, let's set him up.
I'm in.
Do you think any of your friends
would date Huggy? No.
Go on a date with him?
Also, all of my friends, I think me and one other girl are like the only single ones.
Oh.
They're all married or dating.
I was very glad that you were single like me at that party.
Yeah, I'm always the single one. Well, and my guy friends, like Jason, who was there.
Was that the red flag guy?
Nope, that's Cody.
Cody. Okay. Yep. Cody's really funny.
Don't say that. He listens and now his ego will be boosted.
Well, he's kind of funny. And then Jason, who was the one that came in later?
Jason.
Sty guy.
Sty guy, yes. He had the sty in his eye. Poor Jason. Went to the doctor for it and everything.
On my way back, I was thinking, sty guy was kind of cute.
You're going to inflate all of their egos right now. I got to start cutting their names out of this.
Well, we have nicknames now. Sty guy.
Sty guy. Oh, God. He is going to hate that.
Well, I forgot his name. That's all I could go by. Sty guy.
Okay. Sty guy. We got. Wait, what did.
Baby daddy. Because, you know, what Cody got texted. Is his name Cody? You just told me his name.
Yes.
Yeah.
What did he get texted?
Remember his ex texted the...
Oh, my God. Yes, that's right.
So he's now baby daddy.
Baby daddy. We actually call him baby girl. That's his nickname.
That's way better.
Yeah. He's our baby girl. We all just call each other that. So we have Sty Guy, baby girl. Is Trey just Luke?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm learning all your guy friends.
Who else have you? You'll have to meet Corey at some point.
Okay. Rate your friends on a scale from 1 to 10.
Oh my God, your what? Like in
your
what
guy
way?
Friends. I mean your favorites.
Oh my
That's
God, Natalie.
Okay, how about
are you trying to get me canceled right now?
No, never. How about
No, I would though.
One's okay. We'll play this game
okay.
because I'm single. Who would be most compatible?
Oh, Lord Jesus. I don't know
actually,
if I would
like,
allow
actually,
you.
Actually, Natalie, you're the red flag, so no.
I don't know if I would allow you to date any of my guy friends. I love them all dearly. Well, if it worked, it would be great. But if it didn't,
for the record, I'm not trying to date.
No, I know.
This is just funny.
Oh, my God. I can't give you an answer because I'd get murdered. Who?
But you know, like, who would be the worst? Who would be...
I do, but I can't say. I'll tell you off the podcast.
Okay.
I would actually get ripped to shreds if I did one of those like question and answer things on Instagram one time and someone did F, marry, kill with three of my guy friends and I answered it and I killed Trey. I'm so sorry.
Shocker.
I take it back now. And you would have thought that I killed someone in his family. He was so upset.
So
with me.
Sad.
But I had valid reason. I married Jason because he would financially support me. I banged Corey because everyone already thinks him and I have, which we haven't. So
isn't
I'm like,
that annoying?
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm like, well, I'll just pick him. And then I killed Trey because Trey and I love Trey to death, but we would literally kill each other.
Yeah.
So I feel like I had a valid
He should
answer.
Not be mad at you because you were there for him on his birthday when no one else was.
Thank you. I got him a DQ
story.
Cake. Yeah. Did he tell you that or did I
you
tell you that?
You told me that drunk.
Oh, okay, cool.
I think you were drunk. I don't know.
That checks out.
I was drunk.
Yeah, when I forced shots down your throat.
A shot because I'm not a drinker. So that one shot after the one Angry Orchard really set me
I off. Wish I need to like get my tolerance low again. It's a fun place to live. I have too much fun.
What's your shot of choice?
What's my shot of choice? Like I usually a bomb.
Oh, like a cherry bomb?
Yeah.
Yeah, your bomb?
Ugh. Jager bomb, no.
Do you do Red Bull or Sprite?
Red Bull?
Do Sprite, you won't have gut rot.
Oh, see, that's a thing that I get with any of those fruity type drinks. I can't drink those or I get a tummy ache.
Yeah, you got to do Sprite for the bombs.
Well, bartender Natalie.
Yeah, I do kind of miss it.
Yeah, is that why did you decide? Also, by the way, I guess I never really introduced you.
We just went right into
it. We went right into
it. We're just so comfortable.
Yeah. This is Natalie on the podcast, by the way, who we met how long ago? What year were you rock
2015. Girl? Well, 2015 was the girl was the time I lost. And then I came back 2016.
Yes.
Or no, I'm sorry. 2014, I lost. 2015, I won. And then it went into 2016, which is when my show, I left for filming.
Yes. That's crazy. It's almost been 10 years since I've known you.
Yeah.
That's sick. Wild. Yeah, because I've been back here for 7, which is crazy.
And you grew up here.
I did. So I moved to Milwaukee for college. Then Natalie and I both worked for the same radio company in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm. She got out. She
I got
escaped.
Out. I got out just in time. Both Erica and I were like, we got to get the heck out of here, which I loved majority of the people mm-hmm. that we worked with. Like they were great and I had so much fun, but it was just getting to be too toxic.
How long were you there?
How long was I there? When did I start there? Probably graduated college in 2012. I worked for The Rave for like 6 months. I probably started there in like 2013.
Wow. You worked for The Rave? I didn't know that.
I did.
What'd you do?
I did promotions.
Oh.
It was the worst.
I bet.
It was like free shows, which was great, but we'd work in some dingy office upstairs. It was just not great.
And then you got to go to free shows from the radio station.
I can't imagine having to pay for a concert.
I can't. I cringe at it. Uh-huh. I will go in all the DMs.
Oh, same.
And be like, hey, do you have 2 extra tickets?
Yeah.
Like, I'm the scalper.
Same. 100%. Especially because I'm like, listen, radio is not a lucrative career as far as money. Like it's, you know, mm-hmm. you can live, but it's not like, oh, I'm going to go on vacation all the time because I have all this money. So if I'm going to take a job where I'm not making bank, I'm going to reap the benefits and I'm going to go to the free shows.
Yeah, I was a ticket whore.
Absolutely, as you should be.
I even started here. Yeah. I'm like, hey, do you have tickets to this, this, and this? I'm like, what label rep can we talk to for this, this, and that?
Yeah. You also have to, because it's like reps have the tickets and they'll give them to you. You just have to ask.
Yeah. Closed mouths don't get fed. And I like eating.
I'm a hungry gruel.
I am a hungry gruel for them concerts, baby.
Hell yeah.
Even though it took me a long time to go, have I been to a show since? I had to like stop listening to a certain genre for a while.
Yeah, we have to get into that.
Do we?
Because I feel like I haven't even asked you a lot. We don't have to get into it. But Natalie and I worked together. She was our rock girl, which do you want to explain what that was?
Basically, I was a brand ambassador for a year, and I would do all the events and intro shows. I was on once a week with our afternoon program and just go to the events and be that, you know, girl that everyone takes pictures with and strutting around in a bikini, one of those.
With a bunch of creepy dudes.
Yeah, it was great. But then our boss, Joe, hired me, and I was the first rock girl to ever get hired to become an on-air personality. And it truly was, once I became rock girl, I just fell in love with the whole concept of radio. I never thought I was going to do radio.
Yeah. I don't think anyone really does. You just kind of fall into it.
You fall into it. I learned to love it. And I asked Joe to do everything. I was so annoying. I wanted to learn the board. I want to know, how do you talk to somebody like this? How do you interview this way? Like, who do you talk to? And so when he hired me on, I said, okay, let's do it. And I was on every day with the afternoon program, and then eventually had my own night show for a long time. And it was good.
And I feel like that's the thing that I feel, and I don't want to like harp on the generation below us. People don't get the whole like having to start from the bottom and work hard and learn all this stuff. I feel like people get out of school or whatever and they just expect to fall into, because I was the same way. Like I started in radio and sales. No, I started as a promo intern. Then I did sales.
You did do sales?
Yeah, for a year. I hated it.
Oh, it was awful.
Literally the worst.
Worst job.
And I quit and I got a job outside of radio because I was like, I cannot do this anymore. And then they asked me to stay to be the sales assistant.
Did they have a sales assistant before that, or did they just make that up?
They did, and she left, like, ironically, on my last day. I was supposed to start my new job the next week, and they asked me to stay, and I did. And so then
Thank
I did that.
God.
I know. Seriously. And then I did that, and then while I was doing that, they started having me do on-air stuff, and here we are.
Was that your first on-air job, was Energy?
Yeah,
I was doing... You were good at that, too.
Yeah.
I loved it.
I don't even know how. I think I just started doing like the pop culture bit. And then I did midday. No, then I did nights, then middays. And then I would go on with Dave and Doreen on the KLH morning show like once or twice a week too.
You never did that with Hog?
No. Oh. I don't know. I think I maybe did like they had me in once or twice to talk about like kickball or something. Did you ever play? You played on our team, right?
Yeah, I played kickball too. Yeah. That was so fun. That was the highlight of working there.
I wanted to bring, because they do a kickball league at Titletown.
We should do it.
I know, but no one will ever say yes here. I was like, we need a work team.
Okay, Hannah, you know all of Green Bay. We don't need everyone here. We could just do our own.
That's true. We can, yeah, I'll have friends be involved.
Here. Rate 1 to 10, who would be the best kickball player?
Okay, out of the boys, Trey the for boys. Sure, because he's a... so quick and so strong. He also plays football. So
he
played football in college. No, I don't think so, actually. No. Corey, for sure. Athlete. Played soccer in high school.
Does he play basketball?
No. You haven't met Corey.
Oh.
Oh, Cody.
Cody.
You're thinking of Cody.
Oh, there's so many.
I know. And they're too similar of names.
Do you have a Chad friend?
A Chad? I do not know a Chad.
Oh, wow. I'm shocked. I don't know a Chad.
You're starting to sound like Huggy.
Sorry.
Your friends are just all Ken dolls. I'm like, okay, well, they're nice.
I feel like Chelsea's husband would play.
John P.
John.
So we call him John P because we also have another friend who's John A.
Oh.
So we have to call him John P and John A.
I mean, with just that alone, we have a kickball team.
Okay, perfect. Done. I'll set us up. We also haven't done our pit and peak of the week yet. We're just really chaotic, which is how I start every episode, with your high and low of the week.
We have good stuff.
Yeah. My peak was hanging out with you this weekend.
Aw.
You get to come and hang out with the girls and the guys and the kids.
That was really nice to see.
Yeah.
I noticed that Atlas and I are both kind of awkward.
No, you're not.
Around, I think we are.
I don't think you are.
We're like the solo dolo people.
No.
That don't hang out with a lot of people.
Atlas was doing surgery with the kids at one point.
That is true. That is true.
They were doing a full-on doctor surgery in the front room.
And I think that was the first time like we actually hung out, not at a work event.
Probably. That's crazy.
That weird? But it was fun. I felt so like invited, which is nice.
You're sweet. Welcome anytime.
Thank you.
I don't know what my pit would be.
My pit is going to this dance tonight.
No, that's going to be fun.
Yeah. Well, okay.
But like, I didn't know they have dances for elementary schools.
Yeah, it's called a glow party. It's from 5 to 7:30. So we'll be there for an hour and then we got to glow sticks, DJ.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, they have the whole thing. So Huggy and I are going.
Can't wait to hear about that.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to go. I'm going to tell him like, hey, try not to draw attention to you. So can
good
dress,
luck.
Dress normal, no sunglasses, and comb your hair.
Good luck.
I know. I can't. Like, I can't escape it.
I know.
But whatever.
So that's your pit. What's your peak of the last week?
I mean, honestly, hanging out with you was a good peak because it was good to get out of the house. It was good to meet other people. And I always like meeting other moms, too.
Oh, for sure.
Especially because I don't know anyone up here.
Yeah.
It's like just, it's literally just Atlas and I. The only people I know are you and Huggy.
Yeah. Well, and it's just nice for Atlas to like have other kids to play with. And then you can like enjoy yourself and know that he's just playing with other kids.
Yeah, that was important. So that was good and that he got along with them. And so that's definitely my... definitely my peak. Oh, and I got back into a studio today this week dancing.
Oh, that's right.
So we're finishing that choreography this weekend. And then in the next 2 weeks, we're filming
new
dance concept video. We're bringing those back.
And that was with the people in Milwaukee, right? But weren't you going to do something with someone here too?
Yeah, there's a studio here. I looked on my Instagram. She's a dancer. She's good. I'm like, dang, you're hiding here in Green Bay. And I definitely want to work with her and do a heels class here.
Class. I will not do that.
You
I'll come
wear
watch.
Flats. You can wear regular sneakers.
I'll come and be your videographer.
Okay.
Heels are, I can barely walk in heels. The heel life is not for me as I'm in sweats and tennis shoes.
I'm not going to lie. There was one morning I literally rolled out of bed. I did not change my clothes.
If I can wake up that early, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Like that's insanity.
But I will say we're 2 weeks in now to this new schedule where I wake up at 3 a.m., but I'm done with work by 10 a.m.
Yeah.
And I have the whole day. And as a mom, having like 4 hours to myself is luxury.
Seriously, though, because most moms don't.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I can sleep. I can shop. I can do whatever I want. And I will take this schedule over anything any day.
Yeah, that's true. Especially a single mom, too.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting to have that time because otherwise you're done with work at 5, 6. You have to go home and
it's exhausting.
Yeah.
It did take me a minute to get used to it because once I did pick up Atlas at 2:50, you know, he's rambunctious. He's 5 years old. I've been working since 4 a.m., you know, so that was a hard adjustment. So getting at least an hour nap in, prime.
I'm just so excited that you're here and you moved to Green Bay and you're, I mean, like what a wild 2024 bingo card that we can cross off. Like, who would have thought? Seriously.
I mean, even the 2023 bingo card is chaotic. Can I just like break down monthly what
I
happened in 2023?
I'd love for you to do that.
Okay, because I've done it vicariously a few times. For you. January 2023, I picked out a wedding dress.
Oh my God, I forgot about that plot twist. That was all just last year?
That was all last year.
Wow.
Hold on. Okay.
Buckle up. This is a wild, like you don't even understand how wild this is
about
to get.
We're not going to do too many details, but January 2023, I picked out my wedding dress. February 2023, we found the venue. March 2023, we booked, I paid, this is an important detail, I paid for the Italian, I'm an idiot, Italy honeymoon trip, right? $5,000 I paid for it.
Oh my God.
April 12th, 2023, my fiance dumped me. 2 months before our wedding because he said I robbed him of the best physical version of myself, saying I got too fat.
What?
And
if, here's the deal. If
what
anyone
an
could see what he looked like, that's wild to like say that.
I mean, he was overweight.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious. And
but like, also who cares? But you don't f***ing, I don't think I ever say the F word on here, but I'm heated.
Well,
I just can't.
Here's why it's so bad. One, I never judged him on that. I don't care about things like that in a relationship ever. And he was so shallow about it. I have it all on recording because it was on our recording thing that we have. And then tried to tell me that I'm not feminine enough. And he wanted me to be hotter for the wedding and for the honeymoon.
I could literally go and burn his house down.
Well, here's the best part of it. He's a therapist.
Oh my God, I forgot about that. Insanity.
Imagine being a girl that is in crisis mode because she was supposed to get married and her whole life, she moved in with this guy. They you know, he was like a stepdad to her son, yeah. all this stuff. And then having Stuart be your therapist who is doing this to another woman and then says all this stuff about her online. Did I ever tell you? Oh,
yes, you did.
Okay. So that happened in April 2023, right? May comes along. I'm doing a meet and greet for a very famous rock band.
Wow, the plot thickens.
4 months after I get dumped, I do the meet and greet. The next day, I have a very famous rock star in my DMs.
Did you like tag them and that's how he found you?
Yeah. Okay. So first I got invited to their after party.
Of course. That's how it always starts.
It was at the rave. It was so lame. I was really tired. I'm not a stay up late kind of gal.
Yeah.
I wasn't drinking. I was playing basketball at this after party. Me and my friend Tommy. The lead singer didn't even come out. And there's a twist to why. Oh. He doesn't know that I know this,
ooh,
which is kind of fun.
The
I'll
tea.
Tell you. Yeah, I'll tell. I think I'll have to tell you this like off air. I know. It's just, it's still so fresh. And there's still Reddit pages being made about it. Did I tell you that?
No.
Oh, okay. We will go back to that.
Okay.
Okay. So May. So the next day, he's in my DMs and we're talking nonstop. Like we have really good conversation. And then 2 days later, we're FaceTiming because I didn't believe him.
Yeah.
Right. I'm like, because he's asked me to come out and meet him. And I'm like, I'm not. Oh. Was it 2 days after? I don't know. It went so fast. Maybe it was a week later. So I was like, well, I only feel comfortable with this if we FaceTime.
Which is fair.
Right. So we act, and I'm like freaking out and sweating because it's ringing and I'm like we're about to FaceTime. So he's on his tour bus and we're FaceTiming. And at this point, my life is in shambles. I'm literally living at my friend's house in her, what do they call it? The in-law suite that she has,
oh,
where
okay.
it's like a whole other area
little,
in the
like,
house.
House. Yeah.
And I'm FaceTiming him. Mandy, the girl I'm living with, she's freaking out because she loves this band. Never saw them live, right? And she's on the end of the room hearing in on this. Anyways, so we're talking and he starts moving and leaving the bus and going into like a dark room. I'm like, oh, do you need me to let you go? And he was like, no, I'm going to bring you with and I'm going to set you up. And I was like, what do you mean? And he was like, in the dressing room. And I'm like, okay. So he puts me on a shelf. The whole band is there. And he's like, hey, wave hi to Natalie. And I'm on
FaceTime.
Oh, my God. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is really happening. And then one of the girls, one of the band's girlfriends, like, oh, my gosh, she's really pretty. Hi. And so, like, we start talking. So then he comes back. And I'm like, okay, like, I can let you go. And he was like, no, stay on. Like, we're not going on yet. So we're talking. We're getting to know each other. Well, not getting to know each other, but like the band and all that. Then Hannah, I'm not kidding you. I have screenshots from this because I could not believe it. And Mandy was also freaking out. He takes the phone and he starts walking through the venue, like backstage. You know how it gets darker and darker when
yeah.
you get towards the stage? Hannah, I can hear the crowd. He's in an arena, thousands of people. He brings the phone on stage and he props it up next to like where his drinks
Stop
are.
Stop it.
And he... All I can see is him and his guitar, and they have like a sheet before like it drops down in front. I forgot what it's called. So they're getting ready, and all of a sudden the intro starts, the sheet goes down, the fans start screaming, and he starts singing, and I'm on fucking FaceTime
like
with him.
Actual novel.
Thought about
That's
writing
wild.
A book about 2023 and calling it How I F***ed Up My Life, F***ed It Up Again, and F***ed It Up One More Time. Don't steal my idea.
I will read that.
Yes. Mandy and I are like freaking out. And then Atlas, and I have it literally, Mandy was recording it. When one of the band members were doing their drum solo, he took the phone, put me side stage in his little area that he goes to like smoke and get a drink of water or whatever. And he was like, I like you being here with me. And I'm like, oh, I like it too. I'm not even fangirling at this time.
Oh,
I'm just
I would be.
Like universe
yeah.
girling at this point. I'm like, how does this happen? Like I just got dumped 2 months ago
yeah.
or 2 weeks ago. And now I'm like...
Like, you're supposed to be planning your wedding, and now you're side stage on FaceTime at an arena rock show. Like, that's insane.
So the next... So that was the last week of the tour. So then that week, we're planning on, like, meeting, and he's like, all right, well, I'll fly you out if you want.
I remember following along this on your private Instagram story. And I messaged you. I'm like, who is this? What's going on?
Yes. So he was like, I'm going to have my business manager call you and set it up. He's like, I'll have a car pick you up and everything. And I'm like an Uber? Like, that's what I'm thinking. Like a black taxi car cab? Uber. Oh, no, girl. So I have all my girlfriends coming to my house because right now I'm living out of suitcases because my life was in shambles. All my shit's in storage. So all the girls come over and we're figuring out, okay, what do I wear for 2 days, right?
Oh,
2 days. Are we going out? Are we just going to be at his house? I need to buy lingerie just in case. And I had to get waxed, all this stuff, okay? Like, we're
spray
going,
tan,
we're doing all the things. Thank God that Atlas's dad was coming during that weekend. So, like, I didn't even have to think twice about it. All right, so the day comes, okay? And I still think that it's, like, an Uber or whatever, but it's true. Like, he hooked up my plane tickets and everything. No, there's a guy in a full-on suit that comes to the door, knocks on it, asks for me, carries my luggage. I'm in a huge black car.
That's
like
insane.
Luxury black car. Takes me to the airport right where I need to be, opens my door, says, have a good trip. And then when I get to the airport, once I land in the city that he lives in, there's another car. A guy with a sign, with a suit, waiting for me, takes me right to his house. So, oh no, a hotel. Because I said, I want to do a hotel for the first time. Like, I want my own space.
Yeah.
You know, thinking that.
No, for sure.
I text him, okay, I'm at the hotel. When do you want to meet up? He was like, oh, well, I'll just come to the hotel. And I'm like, okay. Hannah, I'm freaking out so bad.
I'm freaking out listening to this story.
And then I'm like so nervous that I have to poop. So I'm like, okay.
The worst.
I know. So I know that he's on his way. Yeah. And I'm like shitting
myself.
What
is it with being nervous that makes you need to poop and fart? You're like, what is going on?
Like, literally, every time I would, before a dance performance too, I'd have to poop. Yeah. I'm like, okay, I just pooped. Now I need a shower quick, just in case. So I'm like, my hair and makeup are done. And I'm like trying not to get my face wet. Trying not to get my hair wet, washing off, smelling good, all this stuff. And I hear a knock on the door and I'm like, oh my God, this is
out.
The lead singer of this band here to see me. And I'm not an idiot. Okay. Like, I know the game. I know I'm not the only girl, but right now I'm the fucking girl.
Yeah.
I've been through enough.
I'm one of them. I don't care.
I don't care how many Eskimo sisters I have right now. Yeah. Whatever. Not like we did anything right then. So he comes in and it was so natural. Like, I felt like I knew him for a long time. And I know that's so cliche and stupid. But he was like, I'm hungry. That's like the first thing he said. And he said it just like that. He was like, I'm hungry. Do you want to eat? Like, we should just go back to my house and get food and all this. And I was like, oh, damn. All right. Well, let's go. So I'm thinking we're going to like a big beach house or mansion or something. And no, he just lives very simple in a condo. He owns the whole building. And then the next store, he's building a studio.
Oh.
So that was cool to see.
Am I allowed to ask what city this is?
No. Okay. It'll be so obvious. Because people already follow me from that, you know. So we get there and his house is clean and he has pictures of him and his son up. And it was so, so sweet. I saw my real life gold record. And then he sat next to me and we were talking and after, like, I don't know, 2 hours of us talking and eating, he, grabbed my hand and he was like, is this okay if I do this? And I was yeah. And then we started getting closer and closer. And every time he'd try, he'd be like, is this okay? Like, do I have rights to do this? And I know he probably has to ask just to, be safe for him. And me, I'm just, in Delulu land.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, it's all great. let's
make out.
Yeah. Let's make out. Let me tell you. I don't care. It was the best kiss I've ever had in my entire life.
Love that.
It was so good. Like, I will give him his flowers.
Did you get tingles in your vagina?
Oh, all the tingles.
Love that.
Okay, this is going to sound really fucking sad, but, well, before it gets sad, let's talk about the really happy, cool part. So after that, Hannah, I was flying out every weekend.
Literally, I was following along with all of it on social media. What is going on?
I was flying out every single weekend until the next tour started, right? So then, you know, he's a single dad as well. I'm a single mom. So, we talked about our kids, about them meeting one day. So then it was about to be the first day of the new tour. And he's like, I need you to come with me. Like, I want you to come on tour with me. And this is a dream of mine.
Yeah.
Yes, dude. I'm still working at the station, though, doing sales.
Oh, my God.
Full-time
like, literally
job.
Living... two lives.
I'm literally living.
You were Hannah Montana-ing.
I was Hannah Montana-ing.
Yes.
Big time. So I go. Here's the thing. During that time, that's when all the Southwest bullshit was happening and nobody could get out on flights. So my flight got delayed. I had to go to Nashville because that's where they all were at the time. That's where the tour bus was. And he has his own tour bus, and then the band has their tour bus. And all my flights kept getting canceled. And him and his business manager, tour manager, are both on the phone with me. And they're like, he's like, whatever flight, however much it costs, like, get her here. I need her here now. And I'm like, this
oh, my
is great. Like,
God.
So I got a first class ticket. I had three plane tickets that they bought. And whichever one was going to go out, we were going to have. Right.
I just wish I had that kind of money. Like, what's that like?
Dude, he has you money. I've never seen so much money in my entire life. But
ugh, so jealous.
We'll get to that. So, my God, it's so stupid. Okay, so I finally get on the plane. I'm on my first ever first class flight, and it's so fun. I have so much room. So I get to Nashville, but then my driver takes a different person. And then the drivers are now fighting, like literally in the parking lot. Like, you took my client. No, you were supposed to take this client. And I'm on the phone with I'm like, hey, they're fighting.
Yeah. Oh, I'll block his name.
Okay, thank you. I'm like, they're fighting. And it was just chaos. Finally, I get to the hotel. I see the tour bus for the first time. And it's Triple H's tour bus, too, which is actually cool. That's who they borrowed it from. I don't even know if I could say that because I might give it away. Anyways, I still have not met the band in person yet, just via that one FaceTime. Okay, so we're in Nashville. The first show is in Denver, Colorado. So we're road tripping. The first time I'm doing this is with him, and it's a 17-hour road trip.
That's insane. But, I mean, you're basically like on a home on wheels.
Right. So we left the hotel at 2 in the morning and started driving. So we like passed out and slept and had fun. It was great.
Yeah.
And then the morning I woke up, I'll never forget, when I first woke up in the tour bus, I was just like, did I really just do this? Like, what?
Up your life and go on tour.
Yeah, I literally did.
What a dream.
It was. It really was a dream. So then,
and forget whatever happens in the end too. Like, I'm just so proud of you for doing it. Like, you live one time.
Mm-hmm. And you know me, I always jump on an opportunity. Yeah. I always jump. I always say you could start over your life. I've started over my life. I can't even tell you how many times at this point. And yeah, it hurts and it sucks, but you learn how to do it better and better and better, and you don't become an idiot. However, last year I was an idiot. I was so manipulated. I just didn't care about behaviors. I was a free bird. I was doing my own thing, having the time of my life. And when I woke up that first day on the tour bus, I thought, wow, like, I really did that. And I'm just going to ride it out. I knew it wasn't going to be forever, but I was like, it's right now. And I'm going to make the most of it. And I'm going to meet the most people. And I did. Like, I made
travel.
I traveled around the country.
Yeah.
Here's how it went. A typical day for us would be show day, right? We'll say show day. So they do the VIP acoustic show at around 2:30. We do breakfast, we do the acoustic show, and then we kind of do lunch. After the acoustic show, we get lunch to our bus, and then we head over to the venue. So then we're on the venue. He never went outside of his bus. That's the only thing that sucked. He never like socialized.
Yeah.
But as I got to learn the crew and everything, I would just leave and hang out. And then the show, they'd go promptly at 6:30 after the opening band. They were the middle, and then it was the headliner. I'd either be side stage or front of the house, which was also crazy to like be a part of every night.
And just to have like the badge to just literally go and do whatever you want.
Anything.
Yeah.
Anything, anywhere, ask for whatever. I didn't ask anybody for anything. Well, I remember one time I was like, oh, I'm all out of Reese's peanut butter cups. And one of the guys, he wasn't a runner. I forgot what he was. He was so sweet. He was like, do you want some? And I was like, no. Like, it's okay. He was like, no, if you want it, like, I want to get it for you. And I'm like, no, it's okay. Well, that night there was Reese's peanut butter cups on the tour bus seat, like ready for me to grab it.
Oh my God,
and I'm
cute.
Just like, this is insane. So anyways, so we do the show. After the show, we're doing dinner while like we hear the headliner going, like thousands of fans just screaming and yelling. And me and him are having like pasta together on the tour bus, or I'd be showering in the tour bus, which is so crazy.
Were you allowed to, any tour bus I've ever been on, they don't allow me to put my toilet paper in
toilet. You can't.
Yeah.
You can't poop.
Literally.
You can't. No.
Being a woman is
not fun
hard on the tour bus.
Yeah. Thank God I had a IUD in and didn't have like to worry about a period or anything. That sucked. Anyways, so then we go to the after party usually. And this was sweet. Anytime we were at the after party, obviously there was a whole bunch of girls that like gravitated towards him, but he never left my side. Like, he always held my hand. He would introduce me as his girlfriend, which was really cool. Well, not at first. The girlfriend thing happened the day that someone opened for them. I can't say who or I'll give it away. And we all, the whole band went to front of the house to watch. And he leaned over. He was like, I want you to be my girlfriend.
Oh, that's cute.
It was cute. It was, I felt like a high schooler, even though I knew like this is stupid, but all right, I'll be your girlfriend. Anyways, so as we were at these after parties, he would start telling people like, this is my girlfriend. It made me feel good. It made me feel secure. Like, okay, this is what's happening. And like everyone would come up to me like, you really bring him out of your shell. He performs better when you're around. And these are like the closest people that he's ever been with, right? And his tour manager, who's been with him for over a decade, he was like, yeah, honestly, you were only supposed to be here for 2 days. And I ended up being there
for months,
literally months. So it was, I was doing remote work for my actual job for like a week. Thank God for my boss, because she knew what was going on. She was trying to hold it down. She really was.
And I was wondering how all of that worked.
I was in Utah when I finally was just like, I'm quitting.
Sorry.
But here's why. Like, he was just like, this was like towards the end of the tour, right? And he was like, you know, if you want to have a life with me, like, I just want to take care of you. I want someone to take care of me. Like, and I met his mom. He met my dad. Like, I met his brother, his nieces. Like, we met.
So you had no reason not to trust that.
Right. Yeah. And he told his baby mama about me. And she was like, yes, I'm so excited. And allegedly, like, he hasn't introduced anybody for 3 years.
Dang.
Right. So I thought, okay. And everyone from different areas were telling me the same thing. So I had no choice but to believe it. And after the tour, like, he flew Atlas and I out to him. We had our boys meet. And it was so fun. Like, we went to an amusement park together. That was it for like every week. It was like to the point where it was every 2 days I was leaving to go. And then he was like, I want you to move in with me.
Oh my God, I did not know this.
Yes. Yes. Like, I was literally about to move there. We were picking out new things for, because he lived in a condo, right? So he was like, he had two extra rooms. So one for his son, one for mine. And we were picking out like what we would get for the rooms and how we would redo it and everything. And we would be going to New York City on the weekends. Like, I literally was living my Sex in the City Pretty Woman dream.
Seriously.
Like,
though.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
We would take a Sprinter van from where he lived to New York, because he wouldn't drive. Diva.
I mean, shit, if I had that kind of money, I probably wouldn't either.
And it was like, oh my God, it was so great. And like, I'm so happy I experienced that, because it was something I was so curious of. But there's such a dark side to it. Like, it's a very lonely, lonely life. And I felt like we got to the point where he got scared. I could see him kind of pulling back a little bit, because...
Had he ever been married before?
Twice.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Twice. And his son's mother and I, we got along great. We're still Instagram friends. Like, we still check in with one another. She, like, was like, I am going to miss you. Like, you were great for him. Like, everyone was rooting for us. And they all... I'm going to give you some tea quick.
Yes, please. Spill it.
The bandmates got in my DMs.
Stop.
One of them sent me a bouquet
of
flowers.
Wait, you told me this.
Yes. One of them sent me a bouquet of flowers. It was like, I can't believe he fumbled you. Like, what the
f***ing? Wait, isn't that always the best feeling, though, when, like, all of the guys, people, friends, whatever, like, want you to still be around, and then that's how you really know that you're, like, the winner in the situation?
100%.
Yeah.
And I don't wish any ill will towards him. It's just our values are a lot different, too. And I like to think I would have been good for him had it been kind of a different time, or maybe Atlas was older, but Atlas didn't really care for him, which was kind of another red flag for me. And I already went through so much with Stuart that I'm not going to put my son through something like this again. It was great timing that it was the summer tour, because that's when he's with his dad the whole summer. Yeah, he was taken care of. If he wasn't with his dad, like, I'd just be at home working a desk job. But instead, I went to do this. And I have to say, if it wasn't for that tour, I would not be here today.
Yeah.
Because everything happens for a reason. I didn't go back to the station. I just like sat for a while with myself, and I didn't get a full-time job. I just started bartending, because I was like, I just need to figure out what I really want to do.
Yeah.
And then you texted me. I was upset.
Isn't that crazy?
Don't get me wrong. Like, I was upset. I mean, our lives literally did merge together. Like, his business manager took every single one of my accounts, all my bills, and put it in his. So I didn't have to worry about anything.
God damn.
I had my own debit card.
And a sugar daddy.
With a shit ton of money on it. But I never took advantage of it. Because like I had to survive my whole life. Like I never had anything given to me. So it was really hard for me to accept that.
Yeah.
And like
I'm the same way.
Work with that. And then when we decided to like part ways, because it just, I didn't want to go through that. You know, it just was not. I know better. I know the industry. I mean, hell, I worked at the rock station for 10 years. Like you hear stories. And I had executives from labels reaching out to somebody that we worked with being like, get her out of this situation.
Ooh.
Like warning me. So many people were warning me. I had a friend who's the manager of a big band that was DMing me while I was on tour and grouping me in with a best friend being like, how do we get our girl home?
Like, oh, God.
Like, it was insane. And I knew, like, my gut told me to listen to them, but I was just on such a high. Like, nobody could tell me anything because I was like, I'm going to live this out.
And honestly, you should have, you know? Mm-hmm. You did something that not a lot of people, number one, would have the guts to do. Number two, would even have the opportunity to do. Mm-hmm. And, like, I mean, we're all DeLulu in some way or another,
yeah.
But like you weren't going in it thinking, oh, my God, this is, you know,
this
the rest of my life.
Yeah. No, like I had a very present head on my shoulders, I guess you can say. I knew what it was. We ended OK as best as you can. I mean, we were both kind of sad about it. And my mom and I have a bet right now. She's like, he's going to text you again. Like
100%. They always do, Natalie. They always come back.
I don't know. It's been since October.
No, they always do.
But
trust
that's
me.
The last time I had sex, too, was with which is a long time.
Hey, I'm proud of you.
But you know why? Here's why.
You got to take a sabbatical at some point.
And I'm not saying this to be bitter. And usually I would not say this. But because he's an awful human being, I'm going to say it. I was about to marry the worst sex of my life and sacrifice because I loved him. So going from that to this man who rocked my world, literally, I was in tears because it was so good. I was like, what if I've been missing
out
on?
So how are you going to have sex again?
Well, that's the thing. That's why I haven't. Because I'm like scared of what if it's so bad. And I'm just, I can't handle another disappointment right now. And it would be a guy to disappoint me.
No,
so I'm like,
very true.
I need to feel the vibe. Like it has to be something I want. And I don't know what I, well, that's a lie. I do know what I want. And I feel like since October, I've just had this overabundance understanding of who I am, how I want to be presented, how I'm not going to take any shit. I'm not going to let people talk to me a certain way. Like, I'm not going to say, can you please not talk to me that way? No. Now I'm saying you will not talk to me that way.
I'm so proud of you.
Like, standing up for myself.
Yes.
I mean, when I took this job and I was in a room full of men that my life decision was in their hands, I was not backing down.
Good.
At all. And it just felt so good. And my best friend Mia told me something. She was like, you know, you can show up to this thing a whole new person. You don't have to bring this past with you. You don't have to bring the past of, you know, the flaws that you think you had or whatever. You come and you come with a hard exterior and you do the thing. And like ever since I had that kind of, I just like something in my mind just like switched. And I feel now that I don't say things. And I've read this too, where it's not, where it's like, oh, I wonder if they'll like me or am I good enough? No, like now it's, do I like them? If I can pay my own bills, take myself out, also take care of a human being by myself, I don't need anybody. So why should I allow you in my space? Like, listen, I've dated the poorest men and now I've dated a multimillionaire. Okay. They both suck.
Literally most 90% of men do, honey.
So really what I want now is somebody that knows how to control their emotions. Mm. Because as I have learned, and I'm still learning, I'm not a master of it, but once you learn how to control your emotions and not take things personally, your whole mind just opens up and you really see things for what they are. I don't know how to explain it, but it's just like so powerful. And I encourage anyone to start practicing that.
And to just stop letting your happiness be. I was just talking to someone about this morning, how I haven't gone on like a date since November because I'm like, I felt like I spent way too much time and it was like I didn't try to do it. But if you're talking to someone, dating someone, you almost put like your mood that day into like, are they texting me? Have they asked me to hang out and all this stuff? And it was like, why am I focusing all of my attention on that when like I should be focusing on myself and all of the great things. And you and I talked about that, the good old sardine can. Yeah. I was like, Natalie, you just need to do you and only focus on you for like 6 months. And you're like, oh no, I'm doing a year.
A whole year.
Even better, girl.
Yep, a whole year. And we're not even two months into 2024 and I flipped my whole life again.
Good.
And it's just like, you have to go into life not afraid. Mm-hmm. You're going to mess up. You're going to be scared. And if I can do it as a single mom, anybody can do it. Yeah. Literally. It's hard. Like, I have had to scrape pennies to survive, but I will not take a goddamn dollar from anybody. No way. You will not. I would. let's rewind a little bit. So during this breakup, right, because I wasn't working, because all my finances were with him, he was like, I'll help you for 3 months. Okay. Like, that's fair. Right. I'll take that because literally
I up and left my job in my life. Yeah.
Now, I will say probably not the best idea. I definitely was irresponsible. I do have another human to look out for. So if I could have any bad mom moment, that was it. But guess what? When my kid's like 18, I'm going to have a cool story to tell them. So anyways, doesn't matter. Well, things happen. And like, again, I don't trust people. So I had a feeling like something wasn't going to work out. Well, that happened because I'm always right.
That girl intuition, always right.
So some things happen I really can't talk about. But one of the last things he said, he was like, well, here's the thing. It was very condescending, very pretentious. He was like, I'll help you out with any amount of money. No, like anything you want, anything you need. It doesn't matter the amount. And I'm like, okay, but, like, because there's always a but, right? He was like, I'm going to have a lawyer draft up a contract. You're responsible for the lawyer fee, but you have to pay me back every single penny. And in my head, I'm thinking, I'm a single mom. You just made millions
of dollars
this summer. Millions. Like, and one of the last things I said is, I said his name and I was like, I would rather suffer. And I hung up the phone.
Good.
I don't care who you are. First of all, you're not going to talk to me that way. Second of all, I don't need your money. I don't need anybody's money. I never did. People come into my life because I fix it. I do it right. I don't step on people's toes. I don't bash people. I try and live the right way, right? Just be upfront and be honest. And people like that energy. They like that. I'm very, well, I like to believe this is why. I'm very giving and very, like, I'm not judgmental. Anybody can come eat, right? But they take that and they take advantage of that.
Yep.
And they think that it's just a free-for-all. And it's not. And now the door's closed.
Even emotionally, right? Too, people take advantage. Because I'm very much the same way where I want to give, give, give.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it's not reciprocated, then it's almost like, well, what the hell? I was there for you. Like, now you're just going to walk away because you're fixed.
Yep. That's it. Yeah. That's exactly it. You're fixed. You feel good. And so, okay, then go.
Yeah.
You know, then go. There's this guy that I do kind of like.
Ooh.
We've been talking for a bit, but it's not like, it's just friends, right? I like guys that live in different states. So I like.
I have that phase too, girl.
Literally all the last like few exes have all been in different states.
I don't know. My therapist told me about that. It's your way of not putting yourself fully into something because you like have that excuse that that's like why it didn't work.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Checks out.
It's like you're protecting yourself
right
from like, oh no, it's just because of distance. I'm like, oh yeah, you're right.
Exactly. And yeah, he'll go days without texting me, and same, I like won't text him. And anytime I feel sad about it, I just laugh at myself. I'm like, girl, who cares? And I just put on a good song, Aurora, Running with the Wolves, listen to it. It's such a vibe. Oh my. But I just like put on a good song and I'm like, I got this. He's not texting me. Boring.
Loser.
Like, all right, move along, because I know. And now I'm not naive anymore. Like, I will say, dating this person, I don't look at people the same. And it's good and bad. Like, I used to look at everyone with the benefit of the doubt. Everyone's good. And now I'm like, no. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you trying to take from me right now? What, you walked into my life for a reason. Are you a lesson? Or are you an abundance that I need? You know what I mean? Like a gift.
Yeah.
And it's interesting looking at people now and thinking that way. I do with everyone now. I can't help it.
Well, and even as a woman who, like, I obviously don't have a kid, but you and I are both women who pay their own bills and do their own thing and support themselves. I don't need a man. Like, I don't need you. I want someone to come in my life and make it better. Like, my life is already great. Like, I don't need you to make my life great. So, like, if you're not just leveling my life up, then bye.
Right. I want the patriarchy. I do love it, which is crazy. But it's like, as a woman who's had to be in survival mode since I was a teenager and then a single mom and dealing with all of that, like, I just want to relax.
Yeah.
And I want to know someone that my partner has got it. I don't need someone to take care of me, but I just want that. And I love taking care of my man. Like, I am that woman that will, like, make sure there is food ready to go when you get home. Like, I will give you an hour-long massage. I want you to relax.
Damn, girl.
I will ass up every night because, like, I think, like, you need to have sex with your man every night. Like, you don't.
Every night?
I do. I love it.
Yeah, same. But, like, every night is a lot.
Okay, maybe not every night, but, like, a lot. Maybe every other day. I don't know. I'm just, like, I love feeling that connectivity, that passion for one another, surprises. Like, I will intently listen to you and the little things that you say that you like or you enjoy. Like, I'll make sure I remember that and do that for you.
Same.
Or get that
and
for
you. And I think that's way more important than money. I've said that a million times. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I just want a man who listens to me, like, or, you know, like, I'm having a hard day and they're there to, like, make it better. Like, they pick up dinner, or they cook dinner, or just listen to little things that I just got a text from an interesting person.
Ooh,
that threw me for a loop. Anyway, just who, like, listens and, like, picks you up, like, knows my coffee order and, like, brings me coffee, you know, just, like, little things.
Maybe I should be your boyfriend because I did bring you coffee.
You did.
I had Huggy ask what your order
was. I know.
Was.
I was very confused. I'm like, what is going on here? And then I thought he was bringing me one. I'm like, why is Huggy? I was very confused by that.
Yeah. Well, because I didn't know what you ordered. I'm like, I can't come empty handed to this.
You're so nice. You are. You're my sugar mama.
I'm everyone's sugar
mama. No, you don't need to be anyone's sugar mama. You are your own sugar mama, girl.
I'm Atlas's sugar mama, literally. Okay. But yeah, no boys for a year. I don't know if I would even go on dates. Maybe I
don't
will, like, practicing.
No. Don't say no to opportunity. This is my thing, is I stopped going out there seeking it because I'm just like, I was just too tired. But if an opportunity presents itself, I won't say no.
But it's also awkward. Like, I don't know what to do.
I know. It's the worst.
Small talk.
My friends have said that I'm, like, the queen of dating. I've gone on so many first dates.
Really? Will you teach me?
Yeah. I don't get nervous by it. I'll, like, pissing my pants right before I go, especially if it's, like, someone I've never met in person, like a dating app thing.
Okay. I've never been on a dating app.
Don't. They're awful.
Okay.
I haven't had one in, like, half a year. They're bad. But when I used to go on, like, dates from dating apps, those I would be, like, super nervous.
Mm.
But then once I'm there, I feel like you and I both are just really good at talking. So it's not.
Oh, gosh. That scared me.
I know.
Open up.
Okay. All right.
Oh, wow.
We're gone. We're almost done.
Yes, we are almost done because I have to go on air.
Okay. Atlas, sit. We're almost done. Sit down.
But yeah, I'm just very proud of you. I'm very happy you're here. Like you said, I am also a firm believer everything happens for a reason. Mm-hmm. And, like, our paths crossed for a reason 10 years ago. And now here we are being boss-ass single women in an industry that's 90% men.
Yes.
And holding our own. And I just think it's so great. It's going to be a good year.
It is good. I feel that, man. Same. I really feel like no one can tell us anything.
And I think we do need to. I was brainstorming a podcast that you and I can start.
Oh,
what did
fun.
We come up with? Wasn't it something about a red flag or something?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't we come up with, like, a funny name? I don't know. But we need to come up with a podcast idea because I think it would be great.
Yeah, I'm all for the dating stuff. I mean,
same.
Dating, we have lots of stories over here.
Your stories are much more extravagant than mine.
You date boring. Like, you're clothed. I'm naked the whole time. So there's that. That'd be part two.
We need a whole new, okay, you have to come back on because that's a whole nother story we have to talk about.
It's just never ending. You know, if we're going to close this out, the one thing that I'll always say is just jump. And it's okay to start over. Starting over is the hardest part. But God, it's just so fun to start over.
Ain't that the truth?
And, like, moving sucks, but you get to be in a new place. You get to see new things. You get to organize your house however the hell you want. I don't know.
It's better to try something and fail than to spend your whole life wondering what could have been.
Yep. I have people, I saw somebody, I don't know, from a town, a guy from
from a town.
Hold on.
Way to narrow it down,
this
Natalie.
This guy that I went to high school with who still lives in the same small town. Ow! Just got hit with a Nerf gun. Talks some smack about me.
Ugh.
And I'm like, you've never even left this city.
Literally.
So I will never put my value onto somebody's comments when they've never done anything extraordinary with their life.
Also, the people who are commenting mean shit on social media. I just had someone comment on one of my TikToks calling me a low-life, uneducated person. And I'm like, what? Like, what are you even talking about? It was just some random. Also, it was a cat art nonprofit account that commented that.
Like, of course it was.
Yeah, it's just like, but the people who are commenting shit on any kind of social media are just insecure.
Yeah.
About, like, imagine, I would never be scrolling the internet, and I can disagree with whatever I want in my brain. I would never comment.
No.
Something mean. Like, grow up.
And I would never comment on, like, some girl's picture and be like, you're fat, or you're too skinny, or you're ugly. I could never fathom doing that. That's because we're girls, though.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? We've never.
And we're just nice people.
Right. We're that Midwest nice people taking advantage of us.
But we'll still bite your head off if we need to.
Yeah, we'll cry
first. We're nice until, we'll cry alone in the room. We won't let anyone see. You and I both are criers.
Yeah. And then we'll just nix you.
Watch out, Green Bay, because if anyone messes with me or messes with Natalie, we will burn your house down. And I know everyone in Green Bay, so I have a lot of people who can help me.
And if I go on a date, Hannah's going to know about it.
Wait, actually, though, we should make a podcast. We can brainstorm this where we, like, literally just go on dates and then talk about them on the pod.
Should we, like, make a poster board and name them?
Yes.
Oh, I saw that. Hold on. Really, really quick. I saw this thing on Instagram because I'm not on TikTok. So, like, I get everything 2 weeks later. But they said guilty until proven innocent.
Yes.
Right? So they start them in jail.
Yes, it's like,
and then they move
game.
Up every time they do something good.
I like it.
Oh, that would be so fun.
Oh, my God. I'm in. Or just, like, go on dates with people you never would go on dates with just for content. And then we can just, I think it'd be funny.
Okay, but I don't have a type. None of my exes look the same.
I feel like I do have a type, and that's the problem.
Okay.
We're going to get into it. We'll come up with a whole new podcast
idea.
Don't you worry. I can't wait. But thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Thanks for spilling the tea.
Always.
And I'm so happy I get to see you. Your shiny face every day now.
You're the best. Congratulations on your podcast.
Thanks, girl.
I have to go take care of my crazy five-year-old now.
Who has a gun.
Not really.
Not a really
a
gun.
Nerf gun.
Nerf gun, everybody. Calm down. Okay, bye.